Okay. We are calling the Siskiyou Local Agency Formation Commission, calling it to order at 9 o'clock. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Jarrab, would you start that for us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Harkness?
Here.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Harkness. Commissioner Valenzuela?
I'm here.
Commissioner Bazzoni?
Here.
Chair Ogren?
Present.
And Commissioner Baker is absent.
And item three is the approval of minutes from April 9th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any opposed? No, motion passes. Item four, unscheduled appearances.
No one there.
No one in the room. We are not doing Zoom, so that's fine for us. Item five, conflict of interest declaration. I don't think we need to worry about that, as there's no one in the room.
Nope.
Item six, presentation of documents. I think we're at that either. Item seven, availability of public records. I think we can all read that. Item eight, public hearing protocol. Public hearing is encouraged to participate in the hearing process. The chair of the local agency information commission will conduct the public hearing through the following actions. A, I will introduce the agenda item, which will be our final budget for fiscal year 24-25. Staff report.
Thank you, Commission. Haley Lane, executive officer. So this item today is in reference to the approval of the fiscal year 2024-2025 final budget. The preliminary budget was presented at the last LAFCO meeting, and so today we are potentially approving the final budget. The funding balance is expected to be $41,872 at the end of this fiscal year. And so the requested budget for fiscal year 2024-2025 is $59,798. And with that, I will conclude my comments. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
No.
Nothing's really changed. Do we have any correspondence? None. Additional reports, arguments, or evidence submitted? None. Any other questions from the staff or the commission? This is rolling right along. Okay, I'm going to open the public hearing. Any proponents? Any opponents? Any other public comments? Going once, going twice. Okay. I'm just going to roll right down there. Now I'm guessing we have no testimony. Any other discussion? Any other comments? Okay, I'll take a motion.
Move to approve.
Second. Unless someone else wants to second it?
Second.
All right. And let's take a vote.
It's a roll call?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Harkness?
Yes.
Commissioner Bazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Chair Ogren?
Aye. Okay, we have passed that. And moving on. Item three, items for discussion direction. And future meetings, we're looking at June 11th, and that has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any correspondence? Oh, man, we are rolling. Staff comments.
One comment, Haley Lang, executive officer. So as you can see, we don't really do too much in LAFCO outside of what we are legally required to do, such as, you know, approval of budgets. But recently, I've had a lot of interest from Scott Valley, City of Etna Police Chief, Chief Short. Apparently, City of Etna and City of Fort Jones are potentially looking at merging or consolidating their fire and emergency services into one singular special district, which is a huge undertaking. And, you know, something I wanted to potentially get direction on in the future, if it's, you know, amenable to the commission. This will include, you know, tax sharing negotiations and things of that matter. Other counties have, other LAFCOs have done master tax sharing agreement studies, which essentially standardizes the calculations and, you know, all of the tax assessment and financial information that's needed for that. In other commissions, you know, pretty much it will standardize, you know, the county calculations as well as the incorporated city calculations. And I was curious if that's something you guys would potentially want as an agenda item to, you know, discuss or think about. Just because this is something that we really haven't done before in the county. You know, in general, I've been getting more phone calls on annexations in general with other cities, and it just seems like something that potentially is going to keep coming up with other special districts or other boundary changes and things like that. And so since, you know, the county really hasn't been doing this stuff, you know, in a recurring matter, I think that'd be something maybe worthwhile to look into. I just wanted to bring that forward. Because like I said, what prompted this is the Scott Valley consolidation, which is going to be a pretty big undertaking if it moves forward. It's still obviously in preliminary stages, but.
Any comments?
A question. Mm-hmm. Does that require like a consultant to do that study, or is that staff time or a little of each?
Yes.
And so it's a budget item then essentially, and is that the direction that
correct.
You're going
for? It would be predominantly consultant work, you know, an economic analysis type of firm does these types of studies, with, you know, county staff, or excuse me, LAFCO staff overseeing, you know, the work, but predominantly consultant. For example, Imperial County, LAFCO, they recently finalized a tax sharing, you know, agreement study, and they have like 3 or 4 incorporated cities, and I believe the whole total cost was $200,000. Yeah. So it is a financial undertaking, but.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think just here recently, our little county history with, you know, seems like it's become problematic, and I can see the value in that, trying to set a framework, a foundation for dealing with the cities that we do it so infrequently, and I just don't want, you know, we have enough animosity between cities and county.
Yeah.
And so I can see the benefit. I think the concern will be the cost.
Sure.
I mean, I don't see the cities willingly wanting to pony up for any of this stuff. Getting back to Scott Valley, if they were to do that, would they be taking the brunt of the cost to do that?
So with the consolidation, there's like 4 or 5 different avenues of how they could get to, you know, their end goal. One option would be they would have to procure and pay for their own municipal service review as it's related to the specific functions.
Right.
You know, for example, right, we're currently completing the MSR for the fire districts, but that doesn't include, you know, police services. So those would be tailored to what, you know, their issues are. So that's...
I mean, I see the benefit, quite honestly. I mean, consolidation, I mean, I've been advocating that just for fire districts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's economies of scale. So, you know, I don't want to be a detriment to what they're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, high level, it would streamline just a lot of these discussions for very standardized things. Obviously, there's not a one-size-fits-all for probably some of these, you know, annexation or tax sharing agreement discussions, but maybe it would, you know, take a brunt of that work off for, you know, staff. And
well, maybe, it, you know, to me, we went through this process, here's our policy overall writing factor, not that there shouldn't be wiggle room in there, but it can't be the city's point that you know, past practices or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a time factor on something like that? Consolidating.
At least a year.
And the tricky part is there are, you know, statutory timelines for the tax sharing portion, right? So it's upwards to 60 days. Either party then can request an additional 30, and then within that additional 30, they have to procure a third party to look at you know, all of the numbers. And just in the past, that's where a lot of these projects die, in the past, once they're going through the formal process.
So. I mean, it has to go through their electorate too, right? They have to vote on it, they have to, I mean, there's a... There's...
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, unrealistic to get all that done in 30 days in a lot of instances, right? Just to even get a contract done is, you know, like a 2-month endeavor.
The negotiating part is, I think, that...
It's the bottleneck for this.
I see that as a plus, though. I think that's a good...
In theory, I think it's a great idea. Looking, you know, historically, we've had South Yreka Fire Department. Mm-hmm. Currently, you know, the city of Yreka negotiation for the annexation.
Yes.
Those are all things that haven't even made it to us yet.
Exactly.
And they're, like, almost hostile.
Yeah.
And to me, it seems like it comes down to an understanding of the process.
Exactly, yeah.
And it turns into feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
Instead of just, let's get through the process.
Right.
And I think for this commission, it's a matter of understanding what has to happen.
Yeah.
And what our role is in it. So for me,
mm-hmm.
I think almost, let's go back to LAFCO 101. And I sat through that training years ago,
uh-huh.
and it was
super
like super helpful in understanding what our process is and what our role is in what has to happen.
Yeah.
Once they have to understand what it is they're actually trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time it gets to us, usually it does all fall apart.
Yeah.
So I think our part in this is to go back to the basics so that we all understand by the time it gets to us what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to get into the nitty-gritty of what that tax sharing agreement has to look like. Let them worry about that.
Right.
Let us do our part once it gets to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Maybe we can have it just as a, use that as an example, an agenda item, what it's going to take, timeline,
mm-hmm.
processes that we need to be up to date on.
Okay.
And maybe, to begin with, maybe a better process would be to make sure that all the entities involved understand what that process is,
mm-hmm.
and lay it out for everybody involved. This is what you all need to accomplish before it gets to LAFCO.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what our job is.
Right.
So that they all understand that y'all need to fight amongst yourselves and come with an agreement
mm-hmm.
to us before we have to do our job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe it'll iron it out a little bit better and be a little bit more clear to them. Because
sure.
I think that's really where the bottleneck is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think generally there's a lot of benefit to consolidation in terms of building local capacity and sort of leveraging, you know, thin resources. So anything that we can do to sort of create a culture that's supportive of the consideration of consolidation and the education and the outreach and sort of the technical assistance that
mm-hmm.
we could provide, I think I definitely being supportive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we all in agreement on that part of
yes.
it? Does that sound
yes.
good? For a little bit of guidance?
Sure.
That's great.
Okay. Any more comments?
I do just have a quick comment. Our contractor for the fire MSR SOI is going to be coming out with the public review draft shortly. That is supposed to be posted 30 days before it gets presented formally at a meeting, so that way people have time to comment on it before the meeting. However, we have some conflicts this summer as far as scheduling. So it's probably, I think, Janine, is it September is our next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
So please plan on attending in September so that we can get that public review draft out and then have a meeting on in September on it.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So we're canceled in June. Our next scheduled meeting is?
September.
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 Yeah, because of the board conflicts.
Okay.
You guys take up to two second Tuesdays in July and August.
You guys are busy. No way.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, with that, we will adjourn at 9:15. Thank you all.